There's a little screaming fact that sounds through all history. Repression works only to strengthen and knit the repressed. Quotation by John Steinbeck, Pulitzer Prize-winning American novelist. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history. Wednesday, December 16th, the Bagel Bakers of America engaged in a work slowdown at 32 of New York's 34 bagel bakeries in a dispute over health fund payments and workplace sanitation on this day in 1951. Eight female bank tellers in Wilmer, Minnesota began the first strike against a bank in U.S. history on this day in 1977. At issue, they were paid half what male tellers were paid. The strike ended in moral victory, but economic defeat 2 years later. Thursday, December 17th, Martin Glaberman died on this day in 2001. He was a labor historian, poet, academic, and auto worker, and was associated with the Johnson Forest Tendency, a so-called radical left group that accurately recognized the Soviet Union as state-controlled capitalist tyranny rather than a worker state. He influenced activists that would play a major role in the Dodge Revolutionary Union movement and the League of Revolutionary Black Workers. On this day in 1996, the International Union of Aluminum, Brick, and Glass Workers merged with the United Steelworkers of America. Friday, December 18th. Chattel slavery was abolished in the United States on this day in 1865. Secretary of State William Seward issued a statement verifying the ratification of the 13th Amendment, ensuring that neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States. The business of slavery gave birth to the American form of capitalism that we see today. On this day in 1991, General Motors announced it was closing 21 North American plants and slashing tens of thousands of jobs over the next 4 years. Saturday, December 19th, a 47-day strike at Greyhound bus lines ended in defeat when members of the Amalgamated Transit Union were forced to accept a new contract containing deep cuts in wages and benefits on this day in 1983. Striker Ray Phillips died during the strike, run over on a picket line by a Greyhound scab. The union was fighting pay cuts that came after the deregulation of the transportation industry. 26 men and one woman were killed in the Wilberg coal mine disaster near Orangeville, Utah, on this day in 1984. The disaster has been termed the worst coal mine fire in the state's history and was caused by a forced work speed-up. Federal mine safety officials issued 34 safety citations after the disaster but had inspected the mine only days before and declared it safe. Sunday, December 20th. Delegates to the AFL convention in Salt Lake City endorsed a constitutional amendment to give women the right to vote on this day in 1899. Thousands of workers began a 2-day strike of the New York City transit system over retirement, pension, and wage issues on this day in 2005. The strike violated the state's no-strike law. TWU Local 100 president Roger Toussaint was jailed for 10 days, and the union was fined $2.5 million. Monday, December 21st, Samuel Slater's thread spinning factory went into production in Pawtucket, Rhode Island on this day in 1790, launching the Industrial Revolution in America. The plant was powered by children 4 to 12 years old working dawn to dusk. By 1830, 55% of all mill workers in the state were young children working 18-hour days for less than $1 per week. Emma Tenayaka was born on this day in 1916. She was a blacklisted Texas labor leader and Hispanic rights pioneer. The fearless union leader of the San Antonio Pecan Shellers strike was hounded out of the state by self-described patriots and the KKK. Tuesday, December 22nd, 21 Chicago firefighters, including the chief, died when a building collapsed as they were fighting a huge blaze at the Union Stockyards on this day in 1910. By the time the fire was extinguished, 26 hours after the first alarm, 50 engine companies and 7 hook and ladder companies had been called to the scene. Until September 11, 2001, it was the deadliest building collapse in American history in terms of firefighter fatalities. 250 alleged communists and labor agitators were forcefully deported to Russia by the United States government on this day in 1919. The deportations came during a strike for union recognition by 395,000 steelworkers, marking the beginning of the first Red Scare. False accusations of communism against unions from far-right ideologues continue to this day. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.
Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find.